longtime co-pilot and Chamber of Commerce Vice President John Hales joining us here. John, how's retirement treating you, my friend?
You know, it's highly recommended to anybody out there.
Lucky dog.
Yeah. So I feel very lucky to be able to be retired, and I'm enjoying myself doing events like Grape and Sizzle, and like we're going to talk about today. So, yeah, we raised walls yesterday at Habitat.
I was going to ask if you were over there on the job site.
Yeah. So things are rolling.
Always good to see John in the studio, but even better when you can welcome in his better half. Pleased to have Jan joining us this morning as well. Jan, thank you so much for reaching out and taking some time for us to talk a little bit about Grape and Sizzle.
Well, thank you, Tristan, for having us. We really appreciate it. Grape and Sizzle has been in effect or happening for about little more than 15 years. It's an annual event. And to give you just a bit of history about it, it originated with the Lincoln County Cattlewomen.
Okay.
They started the event. And they got together, just a small group of them, and said, we want to celebrate beef and we want to have a good time. And so they came up with the event, Grape and Sizzle, and it was such a good idea. We're still celebrating beef and having a good time today. The event will be held June 3rd at the venue. It starts at 5:30. We offer a meal at the event. It's a prime rib slider. We have mini beef Wellingtons, a steak salad. We have wine, or we have cheese, charcuterie board. I can't ever say that.
Charcuterie.
I look at John. I look at John and go,
that's why I'm here, charcuterie.
You know that board that everybody's talking about.
I picked up what you were laying down.
You got it.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's the important thing then. But each table has their own board with cheese and fruit and nuts and olives.
Delicious.
Yeah, it really, and it's very attractive too. And then we have 10 different types of wine that you can sample. Everybody gets 2 tickets. If you're not a wine drinker, we also offer beer.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of something for everyone. Then for the entertainment, if you will, we have a silent auction that has about 12 items that are pretty big items.
That's live auction.
Huh?
Live auction.
Live auction, yeah.
Who's the auctioneer?
Dwayne McLean is our auctioneer.
Oh, boy.
And he does a fantastic job for
Larger
us.
Than life is the way
Larger
to describe Dwayne McLean, especially when auctioneering.
He is, and he has just this way about him that he just seems to get bidders to, as I always tell bidders, if you want the item, this is what you have to do. You have to bid often, and you have to bid high.
Yeah.
And you almost always get the item that you want.
The danger of having Dwayne, though, is you kind of get, as a bidder, a little more trigger-happy when he's up there. So it's good for Grape and Sizzle, but a little dangerous for the checkbook.
Well, no. It goes to a really good cause,
yes,
which we're going to talk about here in a minute. But and then we have a silent auction, too, with about the same amount of items. Just great stuff that has, you know, that's been donated. And we auction off. Yeah, John here. He made a wine barrel table.
Really?
Yeah.
So we finished making the mailbox for Habitat for Humanity and go right into this, John?
Yeah, that's why I'm retired.
Carpentry does not take a break for you, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I made all the charcuterie boards,
too.
Did
you really?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's, you know, we came up with that design last year for those charcuterie boards, and it went well. After we had them on the table, we offered to sell them to people that wanted to buy them. So we, $15, you could walk out of there with a charcuterie board. And so we sold some of those. And this year, I made 31 more, I think it was.
Wow,
so
awesome.
Yeah, and then the wine barrel's really cool. We went to Midwest Barrel in Lincoln, Nebraska, sells wine barrels. It's a huge warehouse, jam full of wine barrels. They sell all over the world.
That's cool.
And so we bought it there, and I made the top for it and refinished it, and then I made 2 chairs to go with it.
Awesome.
So I think it's going to be a good item
to
sell in the live auction. So
there's a little bit of everything. We have a you know, one of those mystery purses that has money in it that you can bid on a bike ride. Just lots of stuff.
Cool. And Jen, you brought a couple of lovely ladies in the studio with us this morning as well.
Yes, I'll let them introduce themselves. And there are two recipients this year for the money that we made, and one is North Platte Pickleball, and the other is Bridge of Hope. So, Barb, I'll have you go.
Well, thank you, Jan, and we are North Platte Pickleball, and we were honored to be the recipient of the Grape and Sizzle Award, and what we do as a recipient is come up with a silent auction item, and we put together a Let's Get Pickled package, which includes 1.5 hours of pickleball instruction and play for eight, put on by myself as a USA Pickleball Ambassador and with some other volunteers, along with two Vulcan pickleball paddles donated by Sports Shop, and balls as well, and then also annual memberships. And what we'll do, we'll get together at the park and play for 1.5 hours for eight people, and then we get to go over to Dave's place, and they donated a $100 gift certificate to get pickled afterwards.
Cool.
And it will just be a great fun. And like I said, we are honored to be the recipient to raise funds for the Pickleball Courts Fund at Cody Park.
This is awesome, Jan. And dual partnership, you mentioned pickleball, also partnership with Bridge of Hope, right?
That's right. Bridge of Hope is our other recipient this year. And I'll let Jen go ahead and tell you all about it.
I'm Jen. I'm the executive director at the Bridge of Hope. Like she said, we are the co-recipients, and we are putting together a basket by our board of directors that is a Moscow Mule basket.
Dangerous.
So it is. We have some really beautiful handmade mugs that we've gotten, and then it comes with all of the fixings. So after you have wine, you can have Moscow Mules. And really, the bugs are pretty, you can just hang them up, and they're good decor. But we are very appreciative of Grape and Sizzle. We've had record numbers last year. We're ahead this year of where we were last year. So any little bit of assistance from our community helps. So we're very appreciative.
Awesome. So Grape and Sizzle, downtown North Platte, right? For the June 3rd event?
Right. Down at the venue. You can get tickets. We have a Facebook page that you can shop on and get tickets. Or you can go to grapeandsizzle.com. And you can also get tickets on our website. There's a board. I'm Jan Hills. You can call me or any. If you know a committee member, you can get tickets from them as well. It's June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd. We start at 5:30. We just hope to have a real big crowd and see a lot of people. It's a lovely evening. It's very relaxing, and it's just nice to get together with your friends and have a good meal and celebrate beef. Celebrate wine.
And all while supporting two great local causes,
exactly.
Nonprofit-wise, too.
Yes, very much so.
We do have Jan's contact information here at the studio as well. If you weren't able to write it down, we'd be happy to pass that along by calling the station here. Is there anything else we need to bring up this morning, John or Jan?
No, I think that's...
I think we need to point out that you're going to get pickled after you play, not before.
Or not during.
No,
but after, yes. Thanks for bringing that up, John.
Just for clarification. But no, we have a very active committee, and I just would like to say thank you to all of them, because they are the people that make this happen. And so we hope we have a big turnout. We're thinking we probably will, but there's still tickets available. So if you want to join us, we can guarantee a really lovely evening.
June 3rd, ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendars, Grape and Sizzle. Thank you guys so much for taking time for us this morning.
Thanks, Tristan.
Thank you.